While the Fairweather spends much of its time at sea mapping the sea floor, studying fisheries, and searching for shipwrecks in Alaska, the research vessel hasn't had a home in the state since at least 2008. Alaska's junior Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says he's been pushing to base the Fairweather in Ketchikan for years.
It's good to finally get an important win that's going to be important for science, important for our economy, research, but also I think signifies more opportunities for Coast Guard, Navy, and other research vessels to come to Southeast and make an impact for our state and our country.
Sullivan says moving the Fairweather to Ketchikan would bring about 50 jobs to the area. The project includes a new NOAA office, a floating pier, and upgrades to power and water systems for visiting ships. The late Senator Ted Stevens inserted language in a 2002 bill that moved the Fairweather's official home port to Ketchikan. But the ship hasn't had an Alaska home since 2008, when NOAA's Stedman Street dock was condemned as unsafe. It spent the intervening years based out of the lower 48.
Most of its research missions are in Alaska, about Alaska, whether it's the oceans, environment, fisheries, surveys. And to me, it just makes complete sense if that's where the mission is, and that's where the ship should be home ported.
Sullivan says he pressed Biden administration Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, whose agency includes NOAA, to keep a promise Sullivan extracted from the Trump administration in 2019 to bring the Fairweather to Ketchikan.
This was the number one issue I raised with Secretary Raimondo when she was going through her confirmation process, the number one issue. And, I also let her know that her predecessor, Wilbur Ross, made this commitment.
Sullivan credits Sitka State Senator Bert Stedman for coming up with a novel approach to fund the project. Alaska pitched in about $7 million for the federal facility. Stedman says he'd like to see more resources moved to Alaska, like an expansion of the Naval Test Facility on Back Island, just north of Ketchikan.
There's no reason for Alaska to be treated like a territory or a third world country and everything based out of Washington State. These ships and facilities should be in Alaska, where they belong.
Ketchikan Borough Mayor Rodney Dial calls it an amazing win for Ketchikan.
This represents hundreds of thousands, if not millions, into our economy every year for many different sectors. So a vessel this size requires expensive maintenance. We're going to argue that that should be done at our shipyard. There'll be fuel that'll be sold, supplies, employee payroll, and all of that will circulate through our economy.
He says he hopes the federal spending will help the area reduce its reliance on tourism as an economic driver. The $18.7 million construction contract was awarded to a subsidiary of ATNA, the Alaska Native Regional Corporation based in Glen Allen. The company will start by removing the existing pier. NOAA expects to finish the project by December of 2022. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.